Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Irish potato farmers to get additional support for the 2016-17 crop season on today's program. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
It's a salute to our real sports ambassadors. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport presents Salute to our Real Sports Ambassadors at the National Indoor Sports Center this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. In a red carpet affair, a grateful nation says thanks to our sporting heroes this Heroes Weekend. A colorful and exciting expose of internationally acclaimed Jamaican artists featuring Omi, Chronix, Chris Martin, Kevin Downswell, Spice, and much more. Salute our real sports ambassadors. National Indoor Sports Center this Saturday, October 15. Be a cheerleader for our sports heroes. Join us live on television, radio, and online.
The government has allocated $48.3 million of grant funding for farmers for crop care and productivity support for the 2016-2017 crop season under the National Irish Potato Program. Over $700 million will also be allocated for input such as extension services to boost the program.
We want to help you by providing you with the seed. We want to help you by providing you with the spraying, and in some instances, give you a little fertilizer.
Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson. This as part of efforts to meet the target of planting 1,200 hectares of the crop to achieve full self-sufficiency in Irish potato production. Mr. Hutchinson says focus will be placed on intensive training to mitigate the effects of climate change.
This training here will include spray calibration, new planting techniques, and appropriate use of fertilizer to coincide with the 2016-2017 crop season. In addition, these measures will include utilizing the demonstration plots for proper land preparation, land husbandry, and pest management.
The National Potato Expansion Program is part of the government's overall strategy to enhance Jamaica's food and nutrition capacity with the aim of reducing imports, becoming self-sufficient, and providing more income for farmers. Since inception of the program in 2008, a significant increase in the crop has been achieved. Local supply of table Irish potatoes from 32% in 2008 to 84% in 2015, resulting in a reduction in the volume of imports from 10.5 million kilograms to 3.4 million kilograms during the period. Other stakeholders in the program include the promotion of regional opportunities for fresh produce through Enterprises and Linkages Propel, Newport Fersen, Agro Grace, and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Now for management tips for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Remove all fruits, both healthy and infected, from the tree. Sporulating pods must be removed early in the morning before 9 a.m. or when the pods are wet. All other pods can be removed anytime during the day. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Donkey say, the world no level. A similar saying is, puss and dog no have the same luck. Translation, the donkey says the world is an unlevel playing field. A cat and a dog do not have the same luck. And this means the world is unfair and often biased, but not impossible if you take care. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.